Okay, so Megillah Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Ben Krach Ben Yir Shalach LeKrach. Okay, who wants to take it? Okay, so what is the so what's the basic halacha? Ben Yir is what? So his man is normally on the 14th. Right, the Ben Yir is on the 14th, and the Ben Krach is on the 15th. And the Ben Krach is on the 15th. Okay. So what happens if a Ben Ir goes to a Krach, or a Ben Krach goes to an Ir? All right. What do you say? So the Mishnah says that what? Depends on what he's going to do in the future. If he's going to return home, then he reads like his place. And if not, he reads like them. And Rashi doesn't want to tell you what that means right now. Doesn't want to tell you what it means. Osid lachzor. But what does it mean, kori kim makomo? What does Rashi say? So he reads like the Chovas Makomo. If he's a Ben Yir, he reads on the 14th. If he's a Ben Krach, he reads on the 15th. So Rava says this is only if he's not going to come back. That he's going to come back, Belele Yudalit. In other words, when the Mishnah says, Im Osid Lachzor Lemakomo, it doesn't mean if he's ever going to return home, right? It means if he's going to return home that night of the 14th. I say, who's Rava talking about? He's talking about the Ben Krach. Right? Now, his Rava's taking the case, so the guy is a Ben Krach. So he really should read on the 15th. Right? He should really read on the 15th. But he finds himself in an ear on the what? On the 14th at night. Right? On the 14th at night. And he finds himself in an ear on the 14th at night. So the Mishnah says if he's going to return home, he should read on the 15th. And Rava says, what does it mean he's going to return home? It means that night he's going to return home. Okay? And more importantly, that he's not going to be in the ear in the morning of the 14th. Right, he's going to be out of the town. He'll be back in his krach by Amud HaShachar. Right, that's how he's learning. Go ahead. Let's see Rashi. Okay, so the person. So if the ben krach is in the ear on the night of the 14th. And they're about to start laning Megillah. They're about to start Mikra Megillah. So he has to know his plans now. He has to think to himself, well, what are my plans? If I'm planned, should I join them for the Megillah reading or not? Right? Should I join them for the Megillah reading or not? So if I know that I'm going to leave tonight, then I don't join them for Megillah reading. And if I know I'm going to leave in the morning, right, then I join them for Megillah reading right now. Okay. Then I join them right now.
Yeah.
Right. But Rashi elaborates. A lot of elaboration is Rashi, right? But if he's going to stay there till the morning, he's not going to leave that night. He's going to stay there in the morning. Even though he's going to come home eventually the next day, he's going to be home on Tesvav, he's called the Poros for one day. Right? And he reads with them Leila Yudalid and Yudalid. So the guy has to know his plans. You have to know your plans. You have to have definite plans if you're a Ben Krach in an ear on Yudalid. Okay? You have to have definite plans. But what's the key issue? I mean, Rashi keeps bringing up the key issue, but the Gemara, you know, we haven't got to into the Gemara, in the Gemara yet. But the key issue is what? Are you a Poros Ben Yomo? Right? Are you a Poros Ben Yomo? Because that's what Rava says. It says, Mino Amina Lo. Right? How do I know this? From where do I say this? Right? From the Pasuk, because it says, Al Kein HaYehudim HaParozim. Hayoshvim b'ari aprazos. So the Jews of the open cities, right, the prazim, they read it on the 14th. But then there's a repetition of the phrase, of the term. Hayoshvim b'ari aprazos. So there are two groups in that pasuk. The Yehudim haprazim, the resident prazim, and then they're the ones who are just Yoshvim b'ari aprazos. Right? Both of them read on the 14th. Okay? Both of them read on the 14th. So, Hakamash Malon, the Poros Ben Yomo, Nikra Poros. So, you see from that Pasuk, that what? You can get temporary status. You can get a temporary status. A one day pass to be a Poros. Right? Okay, so what is it going to say? Ashkechan Poros. So you found Poros, right? You found this idea. The Mishnah speaks from Ben Ir. That's a Ben Krach, Shaholach Le'ir, right? But where do you see a Ben Ir, Shaholach Le'krach? So Mukaf Minolan. How do you know you can become a Mukaf Ben Yomo? Svaru. That's a svar. Mi de poros ben yomo kori poros mukaf ben yomo kori mukaf. Right? There's a certain reciprocity there. It's only fair. It's only fair. Okay, so Rashi explains both sides. So that's the key issue Rashi's saying. Right? What's the key question? Is he there? Let's take it from the standpoint of from the way that Rava starts. Rava only gives us one case, right? Rava only gives us the case, it would seem, of the Ben Krach Shalach Lir, right? And he leaves it up to our Svara to figure out the reverse. So his case of Ben Krach Shalach Le'ir, so the way Rashi's explaining is it depends, is he gonna be there in the morning, for the Kriya of the morning too? If he's there at night and he's gonna be there for the Kriya of the morning, then he's a Paroz Liyom Echad. Right? Then he's a Paroz Liyom Echad. Okay, and then Rashi tells us the reverse. What's the reverse case? Go ahead. Vehuadin leben ir.
Vehuadin leben ir. Shehalach lekrach.
Okay, this is a little more confusing. That what? He's a ben ir. Okay, so he really reads on the 14th. And he's in a krach on the night of the 15th. Right? On the 15th by night. Okay, and they're about to read Megillah for the first time. Go ahead.
Did he miss the 14th?
Good question, what he did on the 14th. Good question, what he did on the 14th. It's going to depend on what you hold about. It's going to depend on what you hold. Well, let me ask you, we'll start the questions already now. Let's take Rashi, according to Rashi. So what did this guy do after the 14th? Let's take the Ben Krach Shalach Le'ir. Right, what did he do after the 14th? He went home. As Rashi says, he went home. So let's say he went home that night. So does he read again? That's the question. Does he read twice?
You mean for the 15th night?
Yeah. Those like guys a Ben Krach, right? First case, he's a Ben Krach, and he went to the ear. So he became a Poros Ben Yomo. But now when he comes home to the Krach, on the night of the 15th, what does he do? Right? So what do you say? What do you say? Rashi doesn't tell you that. Rashi does not tell you that. Oops, sorry.
It's one overarching thing about Kriyas Megillah. It's just like a question of like, when are you going to do it? When is your chiyuv to do it?
Okay, so if you're going to learn that way, then you'll have to say that the case of the Ben Ir, Shehalach L'Krach, means he was there on the 14th too, no?
Yeah.
He was there, then you have to learn a little more of a complicated case, right? He was there on the 14th, and he knows already where he's going to be on the 15th. So if you're a Ben Ir who finds yourself in a krach on the 14th, you have to know where you're going to be on the 15th already.
Wasn't that what Rashi said?
Maybe. Where?
He says, Vikori B'Yadalit.
Huadin, where are we starting from? Right, so up till now, it means you don't know when he's there. He means he's there, right? So if the guy is there, he's a Ben, what again? He's a Ben Ir. So he should read on the 14th. By all rights, he should read on the 14th. Okay? But he's in a krach on the 15th. So does he read with the krach? Meaning to say, does he become a Ben Krach Liyom Echad.
Regardless of whether he read on the 14th or not.
So that's the issue we're leaving unresolved right now.
Okay.
Saying that's going to depend on what you hold, if a person ever has to read the Megillah twice or not. So I'm saying, according to the guys here who are saying you have to read, you only read the Megillah once, and you never read twice, so then you're going to have to say that two things are happening with the Ben Ir, right? It's his chiyuv is earlier. He's a 14th guy. So you're going to have to say if he's not in the city on the 14th, he's not in the ear, he's in the krach on the 14th, and he knows he's going to be in the krach until the 15th by day, right? Then from the 14th already, he's a ben krach. That raises BMAC's head. Yes. So what does that tell you? You can be a Ben Ir for Yom Echad, but you can only be a Ben Krach for 2 days, the minimum.
Assuming you're going to read at night.
On the 15th. Right? Is that right? Is that what you're going to have to say, no?
Well, I mean, you could be a Ben. Which one is it?
Not going to tell you.
Yeah.
I think it's coming against me somehow. Yeah.
For one day.
You can be a Ben Krach for 1 day. Which day?
For Yudalad, and then you leave and you go back to your ear and then.
No, how could you do that? How could you do that? Then you don't read anywhere.
We do read.
Oh,
yeah, that's great. There's this guy in his room, what's that?
He avoids the Megillah?
He hates drinking or drunks or anything. So he goes to.
There is a question. I think that the Ritva has something like that. That if you're in the midbar, you don't read at all. You have to be in a city somewhere, either an ear or a krach. There's no reading in the midbar. But anyway. But I'm saying, if you're going to learn like you guys are saying now, right, that you're only going to read once, so then it's going to come out that if you're a Ben Ir, in order to read with the krach, you have to remove your status of a ben ear, and which happens on yudalid, which is a shaykh to yudalid, and attain the status of ben krach, which is on tesvav. So you're going to have to really be a ben krach for 2 days. Because according to you guys, if you're in, if a ben ear is in his city on yudalid, he definitely reads with them. No? No question about it. And then if he goes to the krach on Leil Tesvav, he's already yotzei. So things are easier if you say a guy can read twice. It's just less complicated. It's more parallel. Cases are parallel. I would say, just like I would say the Eshtiger, I would say the Ben Krach, who gets caught in the Yudalid, if he would go home, he would read again. Right? So too, the guy, well then you could ask me also, what about the guy, what about the Ben Krach, right? What about the Ben Krach who's in the ear on Yudalid? So he reads on Yudalid. But what if he stays in the ear on Tesvav? What does he do that day?
Why would he read?
Because he was just a Ben ear for that day. Their day is over, and now he goes back to being a Ben Krach.
So he goes back to the Krach.
Does he have to go back to the Krach or not?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be a Ben ear for the second day?
It's just many 1 day passes. It's not
you can renew your pass. You can renew. All right. Okay.
If you say that you can read it twice, and then it's more parallel because any other ben ear who goes to krach, he becomes a ben krach.
Well, let's finish the Rashi then. Let's finish the Rashi while you're collecting your thoughts. We'll finish the Rashi. So where does it go? V'hu adin, he says what?
Who's in the bent ear, shahalach l'krach.
Right.
Im asid lachzor b'leili tesvav, shalo yehisham b'yom tesvav.
So he is a who again? He's a bent ear?
Bent ear.
So he really, his chovas makomo is yudalid. Right. So if he's now in a krach on Tesvav, where the chovas makomo is Tesvav, but he's not going to be there on the night. He's not going to be there until the morning. Then he's not a mukaf liyomo, right? V'kore biyudalid kechovas makomo, right? V'kore biyudalid kechovas makomo. Af al pi shehu bekrach. So that sounds like you were saying, right? That the guy was in the krach, he was a ben ear in the krach on Yudalid too. Right? So that's the way Rashi's putting it. The ben krach was in the ear on Yudalid. Right? So now the question is, what is his status on Yudalid in the krach? Correct? What's his status? Should he read like home, or refrain from reading, like the place he's in? So it depends. He has to know. If on Yudalid he knows he's going to be in the krach on Tesvav in the day, right, then he does not read like Makomo. But if he knows on Yudalid already that he's going to go home that night, the night of Tesvav, then in the krach he reads Yudalid Laila V'yom, right? Even though he finds himself in the krach. Go ahead. Avalein asid lachzor.
Avalein asid lachzor b'lili tisvav. Ein sarach lekrosa b'yudalid. Umamsin v'kore imahen aval pi shesofer lachzor lachar zman.
But if he knows... That he's going to stay,
if he knows that he's going to be there.
If he knows he's going to be there, correct, I'm sorry. If he knows he's going to be there the whole time, even on the morning of the 15th, then he doesn't need to read on Yudalid, like his town. like where he's from. And he just waits with them, even though, what? He is going to go home. Even though he's going to go home.
Is this a case where he's in the krach the whole time?
Yeah, you have to say that, right? Rashi says that. Rashi says he's in the krach the whole time. So he's a ben ear. He's in the krach on Yud Dalet. And now his question is, do I lane? Everyone in my hometown is laning today. So do I lane like they do? Or should I wait and lane and read like the krach? So he says, it depends. If you're going to be in the krach on the night and the day of Tezvav, then wait and read with them. But if you're not, if you're going to be leaving on the night of Tezvav before the day, then you have to read even in the krach on Yud Dalet. Right? Why? So why? Because apparently he's considered what? He's considered the Ben Krach, a temporary Ben Krach. He's a temporary Ben Krach. Just like you can be a Ben, just like you can be a Paros Ben Yomo, you can be a Mukaf Ben Yomo, and you'll renew it. Yeah. Let's just take the last case, and then we'll come back and see if we can define anything over here. Go ahead, let's do the last case. Amar Rava. Did you do that one?
Amar Rava. Where is that?
The next one. Ben Kfar Shaholach Le'ir. Okay, so this we did a little bit last year. Okay, the Kfar, the Ben Kfar, is Rashi's Shehikdim V'kor Liom HaKnisa. V'yachka Shaholach Le'ir. V'hoyasham Le'le Yedalad. So the Bnei Kfarim, they read earlier. Right, they read Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Right, depending on the day, the Yom HaKnisa. Right, so they would come into the town on Monday and Thursday, and they would so they would read when they come into the town. Okay. So let's say they read early. They read early already on Yom HaKnisa. Okay. But then he finds himself in the ear again on the night of Yud Dalet, right? Finds himself in the ear on the night of Yud Dalet. So Rava says, in that case, he reads no matter what. Bein kach ubein kach, afilu osud lachzor v'lotzis bisham kodem hayom, kori imoyem balayla. Even though he's gonna leave that night. Right, he doesn't have the rule of you have a ben ear and a ben krach. Ben ear and a ben krach, it depended if they were going to be there until the next morning to be considered part of the ear or part of the krach. Right, it's just the facts. The ben ear and the ben krach don't become part of the chov of the makom they're in unless they're there for the night and the day. But the ben kfar, just being in the ear at night is enough to make him chayev to read with them. My timer. Why? Why should this be any different? Should have the same svara, right? Should have the same svara. My timer. Hai kibnei ir boi lemikri. Really, the bnei kfar, the bnei kfarim, are supposed to read like the bnei ir. V'rabbanan hu di kilu al kfarim. So really, the chov is to read, even for the Bnei Kfar, the chov really was to read when? On the 14th. Bnei Ha'ir Boi Mikri. Kol HaProzim Zmanam Bar Bosor. There's really only two Zmanim, right? The 15th and the 14th. The Bnei Kfarim really are part of the 14th. Their chiyuv is really the 14th. Rabbanan hu da'akilu alayu lahaktim liyom haknisa. But the Rabbanan gave them a heter to read earlier. For a certain practical reason, okay? The Gemara takes up, that's what we were doing last year. What's the reason? It doesn't mean the Rabbanan after the original takana. It was all part of the original takana. But to give them this ability. But when do they have the right? But when do they have this heter? Right, it's a heter. It's a kula. Ikilu alayu laktiv. V'hani mili de akilu alayu. Dein tzarch lachsor v'likros ba'bosor. But when do they have the right? When do they have this kula that they don't have to read on 14th, which is the real day? Right. That's ki isei b'kfar. As long as they're in the kfar. But the minute they come into the ear, kibnei ear boy limikri. Yep. So that's an interesting case. That's a very interesting case. Right? You see that Rava differentiates between the zman of the kfar and the zman of the ear and the krach. Right? And that shows you something about this whole idea of reading with the place that you're in. Right, so what do you say over here? Where do you want to start? I mean, I think the Bnei Kfar, I think the Kfar is an interesting opening.
Does it also show you giving twice? You should be put.
That's a good question. It's a good point. It happens to be Machlokas Nirishonim, what you do, if you read twice or not. And you could bring a raya or not from here. Like in our case, in the simple case, the guy's Ben. The simple case is the Ben Karach who goes to the ear on the 14th. He has to read on the 14th, and then he goes home. Does he read again on the 15th? That's a simple case. So the Rashba says he reads twice, and he says Tosus says he read once, but we don't have that Tosus. We don't know. Tosus is not in our Gemara. But anyway, let's not worry about that for right now. Let's just worry about it, whether you're caught in the kriya that you're at. That's the only thing I want to know. Are you caught in the kriya of the place you're in? Whether you can ever read twice or not is interesting, but not it could be a slightly different question. Yeah, go ahead. So what do you say about the kfar, about the b'nei kfar? Why is it the ben ear has to be in the krach laila v'yom? Well, the ben krach has to be in the ear laila v'yom. But the ben kfar just has to be there at night.
What day
he has to read? Okay, in other words, what's the key issue over here? The key issue is, what is the chovas, what's your chovas makomo? Right, what's chovas makomo? So Rashi's explaining, there's only one chovas makom of kol ha-prozim. All the prozim includes ear and kfar. Okay, so ear and kfar, in terms of the chovas makomo, is the same. It's yud dalet. So there's no qualitative difference between, in terms of chovas kriya, there's no difference between the ben ear and the ben kfar. What is their day of kriya? What's his day of kriya is really the 14th. The only thing is, the situation of being in the kfar, because the Rabban wanted there to be enough food available to the city dwellers, and the bnei kfar have to had to bring stuff in, and it was somewhat of an inconvenience for them. So they had a heter to read earlier. They had a heter to read earlier, right? That was the Gemara. The question is who's to whose benefit is this kula? But is it for the bnei kfar or is it for the bnei ir? Right? I think the Gemara worked out for the bnei ir really, but it's only a situational heter, that they don't have to read on their Yom HaKriya. They can be makdim their Yom HaKriya if they're find themselves in a because they live in the outer lying regions. But if they're in the ear on the Leil Yudalid, it's not a matter of being koveya their chovas makom. It's a question of losing the kula that they had. In other words, the ben ear and the ben krach, those are different chiyuve makom. There's a chovas ben krach of tesvav, and there's a chovas ear of yud dalet. Now, to be chayav in the ear or in the krach, you have to define yourself as either a part of the krach or a part of the ear. Correct? And that requires you to be there in the night and the day. We could just state that as a fact. Okay? So in the first case, where he was a city dweller, an ear, ben ear, and he goes to the krach, so what makes him chayev like the krach? What makes him gain a new chovas makom? He's a ben ear. The chovas makom, his chovas makom, is yudalid. What makes him now required to read like the chov of the makom that he's in, that he happens to find himself in? That's because of the din of ben yomo, of a parz liyom echad, or ben or mukaf liyom echad. But to be a parz or a mukaf liyom echad, you have to be there in the both zmanim of the Megillah. But Rav is telling you, the kfar and the ear don't relate to each other in that way. The ben kfar really is a chovas yudalid, but because he is in the kfar, he has a kula to read earlier. But when he finds himself in the ear at night, he doesn't have to define himself as a ben ear. He really has that intrinsic definition of a chovas yudalid. He doesn't have to join the ear to gain a chovas yudalid. He already has a chovas yudalid. But being in the ear itself simply removes the kula, the heter that he had to read earlier. So it turns out, he's just like a regular ben ear. He doesn't have to be koveya his identity as a chovas yudalid. When you need to switch your identity of a chovas yudalid to a chovas tesvav, then you need to be there in the zmane kriya. But he doesn't have to do that. You understand, Gil? Sammy? Yeah.
So if a ben kfar knew in advance that he was going to be in the ear,
he wouldn't be able to read, really. Right. Right. So that's why I said you would seem to be different if the ben kfar went to a krach.
Like,
right.
Right.
See, Rashi Tosos tries to elaborate on this point a little bit. He says, "Pirish Rashi sha'av afal pisha kora kvar liyom haknisa." Right, even though he already read in Yom HaKnisa. V'kasha lama yachzor v'yikra v'yikari shnei pa'amim. So that sounds like you guys learning. Right? Maybe that's the Tosfos that he's referring to. It's not talking about our case exactly, but you could imply, say this Tosfos implies that nobody ever has to read twice. Right, like the Rashba says, Tosfos says. But Tosus doesn't talk about our normal case. Right, he says Vakasha Loma Yachsa Vikrishne Pamim Mikomakom near the Shapir Pirish Rashi. Rashi's good. The cave and shall you be ear belailo nasa kibine ho ear. We have to be shaosid lachzor, you have to change it. Belele yudalid, because that's our case. That's what they used to do. They used to come in on the 14th to bring supplies for the Bnei Ha'ir, to bring food and drink for the Bnei Ha'ir. So they didn't want to have to read the Megillah on the 14th. Because they would interfere with their ability to supply the Bnei Ha'ir for their suitors. So they would normally come in on the 14th. But they give them a patur for Megillah on the 14th. Aval kishe shoem shom b'leil arbos, or vaday dinam kedmei yaf bishe kor kvar. So there was Sotosis saying that they have a patur. There's a certain patur, they have a patur on the 14th. But the patur on the 14th is conditional on their not being there. Is conditional on what? Let's see if we can define it a little better. As they read on the, they read earlier, but why don't they have to read on the 14th? This is Zman of Mikra Megillah for Bnei Ha'ir. So you have to say they have a patur, right? But Rav is saying in this case the patur is removed. But still, we have to define a little better. Yeah. That's because they were there at night. But we have to define a little bit. Go ahead. Yeah, but halachically speaking, Tosus calls him a B'nai Ha'ir, right? He says, Dekevan shoya b'ir b'layla nasa kevar, nasa ke B'nai Ha'ir. Is that Rashi's lashon too?
That's just saying you should do like that.
Yeah. So in other words, it would seem like this. Halachically, it would seem like this. That according that if the person is a ben ear and he needs to switch to a krach or vice versa, okay, we haven't defined this yet, but just basically speaking, that's a question of defining his identity, right, as a ben ear or a ben krach. So for that he needs yudalad and he needs the laila v'yom, okay, but by the ben kfar there's a separate patur. What's the patur? The patur is at the zman of the tchilas ha-mitzvah. Where does he find himself at the tchilas ha-mitzvah? For the ben krach to switch to an ear, that's associated to both chelkei ha-mitzvah. We'll have to think about it a little more, but that to define yourself, to redefine yourself as a ben ear or a ben krach, that's tolloy on Laila v'yom, on the whole mitzvah, mitchila v'yad sof. Right? If you're a ben ear and you want to define yourself as a ben krach, that has to be legabe the mitzvah legamri. Right? Because you don't have anything to do with that place physically. You have to define yourself as a ben ear, legabe the mitzvah's mikra megillah completely, which has laila v'yom. But the ben kfar doesn't have to define himself legabi mitzvahs megillah. He already is intrinsically a ben ear, right? He doesn't have to define himself in terms of which krios does he relate to. He automatically is a ben ear of laila v'yom of yudalad. The only thing is a separate patur. If he's bikfar at the tchila, that's what's koveya in terms of the patur. It was the patur, if you want to define your identity, right, switching it from an ear to kfar or an ear to krach or vice versa, then it's only it has to be in terms of the mitzvah of Yom V'Laila, right? Because that's the mitzvah's Megillah, both elements. But the kfar, the ben kfar doesn't have to do that. He just has to define himself in terms of the patur. Does he have the patur of being mocked him? That's only shayach to where you are when the mitzvah is chal. Now, if I'm a ben ear, if I'm a ben kfar, so that means to say there's a kula. If the mitzvahs yud dal, if at the time the mitzvahs yud dalet is chal, I'm not in the ear, then I have a patur. But I don't have to define myself in terms of my identity as a ben ear. I just have to define myself in terms of whether the patur is going to be chal on me. So the patur is chal at the moment of the chalos of the mitzvah. When the mitzvah of Yudal is chal, is the patur chal on me? So if I'm there at night on the 14th, there's no patur that's chal. So I'm just going to be in the regular chov of my Yudal. If I'm not there, then I had the patur. I mean, Lamaisa, if a guy was a ben kfar, right, and if a guy was a ben kfar and he didn't read for some reason early, and Yudal came around, he definitely would have to read. It's not a patur. It's not a patur legamri. It's a patur in terms of not having, like Rashi says, not having to be chozavikari. Finding your identity. Right, in terms of the patur, the only question is the beginning of the chalos. In terms of the identity of the person, it has to be both the laila v'yom.
Chalos patur?
No. In terms of the patur for the kfar, that only goes by the tchila. Right, but in terms of defining yourself as a 15th or a 14th guy, that goes by the whole mitzvah. Right? Mayor? Okay, so that's the way Rashi's learning, right? That that what is the idea of here? He's learning like this, that there are two, there's a chovas ir and a chovas krach. And what the gzeras akosif, and what's the pasuk explaining to you? What would you do without the pasuk? That's what's interesting, right? Without the pasuk, what would you say?
Wherever you're from.
Wherever you're from, right? I'm a Yehudi HaProzi. We're Yehudim HaProzim. So, Al Kain Ayudim HaProzim, read on the 14th. But HaYoshim Bari HaProzos is telling you another din. He's telling you another din. That what? What's the idea of here? I mean, it's...
telling you that it's dependent on, your action.
Okay. All right, so let's leave Rashi. Let's leave the final definition of Rashi for tomorrow, because you see, there's really two other. There are three other questions in this sugya. Okay, there are three other questions in this sugya. One question is the other sheet is the Rush, right? The Rush is sheet that it goes. Everybody goes by the 14th, right? That's one other sheet, though.
Everybody
goes by the 14th. You see the Rush. Take a look at the Rush for tomorrow. The Rush says, not like Rashi. Rashi says that Rava is only talking about the Ben Krach Shalach Lir, but the Ben Yir Shalach Krach would be the 15th. And the Rush says, no, Rava is talking about both. Both of them are defined by the 14th. Okay, that's one question. And then there's another question of the Rif. Does it go by what your original plans were? Or does it go by what actually happened? Okay, that's a second question. And then the third question is what Yehuda was asking, do you ever read twice? Okay? Do you ever read twice? So let's see if we can get all these sheetas into some sort of a basic svara categories. You want to take a look at the Rashba? The Rashba talks about whether you have to read twice. So take a look at the Rush and the Rashba.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah. And then we'll see. We'll try to line them up tomorrow. With the,
Is it also a question just what this whole thing is?
But
doing?
Do me a favor, don't look at the Yerushalmi, whatever you do. Don't look at the Yerushalmi, whatever you do.